So I began by saying about this new song that it's ever new, and it's always got another verse, see? A tune for every situation. Where does all of this come from? Where did it come from? You see, I tell you, you know, you start separating sheep and goats right here. I mean, I don't want to get personal and I don't want to get picky, but I'm going to tell you, you know where it comes from? The Holy Ghost that I don't believe folks have. I don't believe it. I'm sorry, I like what that one author said, right? I can't remember who it was. Now he said, I believe in a violent conversion experience. I do. I believe in a violent conversion experience. Well, I think I'm ready now to be saved. It sounds to me like you're going to take a nap.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe in violent conversion experiences because they produce violent lifestyles. And the kingdom of God suffers violence, so I feel better about what you got. I have no confidence in this thing, how you got this thing. You sort of slid in here like you were on oil and slipped right out. They're lacking in the Holy Ghost. Would you turn with me to John chapter 7? John is an incredible gospel. A shocking gospel, ladies and gentlemen. A shocking gospel. Turn to me with me to John chapter 7. And we're going to go towards the end of the chapter. I love you and I'm proud of you. I'm glad it's not true of you. But they might have found out what state the kingdom's in. In John chapter 7, I want to start in verse 37, where it says, John 7, 37, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. There's your new song. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. When he spoke about this living water flowing out of you, he was talking about the Holy Ghost. This isn't a decision you make. Well, I believe today I better up my ante on praise. I believe I'll get a little more noisy. I believe, folks, you don't have to make that decision when you got the Holy Ghost, who is the one who wants to flow out of you, unless you're damned up. Unless you're damned up. Unless you're damned up. If you're damned up, you don't have a second verse. You're always waiting for someone to bring you a verse. Bring you some of my water. Here, have a sip of this, it'll revive you. And you get blessed. And then by the time I leave, you're not blessed anymore. Can I show you a little bit of the problem? Would you be so sweet as to turn over the page to John 4? John 4. Look at verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. In other words, you're never going to run out of new verses. But the water that I shall give him will become. Say become. Now there's the key. Now listen, look up for a minute.